Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started.
In this podcast episode, we're going to look at market hotspots. That's a favored topic at the start of every new year. And normally it's about ferreting out some unknown area of the market that's going to hit it big. This year is a little bit different. As with all things property, we're in a very unique market right now. Now, it used to be that hotspots were fringe areas, unknown areas, diamonds in the rough that were maybe greenfield sites and the urban sprawl and the growth corridors were going there. It's a bit different right now. We don't have to look further afield. We don't have to look for hidden gems, and we don't have to rein in our budget like we would have maybe a year or so ago when the market was very hot. That's when people need to look outside their comfort zone or well-known areas. Now it's a bit different. Everybody has left the property market and it is very much a buyer's market. Now, it's not to say that there's a stock everywhere, because markets always adjust. So people who don't need to sell and where there's no urgency won't be meeting this market. The data shows that stock on market has gone way down, so well below the five-year average. And that's because sellers are not rushing to put their properties on the market because they feel like they're going to get ripped off. They're going to be lowballed in terms of offers from buyers. So the market has adjusted somewhat in that respect, but there are people in well-known blue chip suburbs where people want to live and work, suburbs that are very popular for rental markets, suburbs that are convenient and close to the city centre. Those suburbs are becoming more and more affordable because people in those suburbs still have to sell in this market and the demand is not there. We've identified 4 D's of property. We've called them the 4D property strategy. And they are the deals that are doing really well in this market in terms of being able to execute a deal on your terms as a buyer with flexible and negotiable timeframes. And that's because 4D sellers want to meet the market and are open to solutions and offers. So what are the 4 D's of property? They are distress. We have people, and it's nearly 20% of mortgages that are coming off their fixed rates. Back when people could borrow really cheaply, they borrowed and locked in their fixed rates at 2% or thereabouts. And they've been paying 2% even though rates have risen exponentially over the last year. What has now happened is that those fixed rates are going to be converting over to variable rates. And wow, the market has changed in the last 12 months. And it's going to change further as we see a couple more rate rises this year, according to most economists. So the result Reserve Bank meets again and on the first Tuesday in February. Whether they raise rates then or later on, there are more rate rises to come. So people who fixed in 2020 or 2021 and locked in their interest rate at 2% will be coming off those fixed rates now and they'll be paying about 6%. So their mortgage repayments have literally trebled. And that is going to be a big shock for a lot of borrowers, so much so that there will be increased mortgage stress. So people who bought, especially in the height of the market, fixed their rates and now have to pay triple won't be able to afford it. Even more so because when banks were assessing serviceability 2 and 3 years ago, standards were very different. In fact, what lenders were allowed to do from APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, was to relax serviceability standards. What that meant was that people were only assessed as to whether or not they could pay if rates hit, say, 5%. So they're beyond the scope of serviceability or stress testing as they come off these fixed rates. Banks are already getting ready for it, and there is going to be some collateral damage. So that's your first D there, distressed properties where people have bought good properties in good areas and they need to sell. One member of our community just bought a distressed property for $200,000 less than what the purchaser paid for it a year ago. In other words, the owner suffered a $200,000 loss but needed to get rid of the property because of mortgage stress. And there's going to be more like that. So you don't need to lower your eyes to properties that you perceive to be affordable or hidden or that no one else knows about in terms of looking for hotspots this year. You can look in blue ribbon areas for quality properties if you focus on that first D. A second D is developers. So developers are bought in when the market was very euphoric at the height of the market. They paid top dollar and they projected those market prices forward for their project. They also were working, when they did their numbers and their feasibility, on modelling that involved construction costs that are probably anywhere between 30 to 40% less than what they are today, because construction costs have risen by about 30% because of inflation, because of supply chain issues, and just the cost of building these days. So that means that these projects are not viable anymore. And the developers have done the work. They've got the DA, they've had the vision for it, but they've just paid too much. They won't be able to get the resale prices that they at first predicted. And they also will have to pay a lot more for the development. It's not viable. And now they can't get the money or the funding to construct. What that means is they're stuck with a site that's hemorrhaging money. And the mortgagees of these sites, so the banks or sometimes private funders, are getting ready to move in. So the developer needs to sell quickly or the lender's going to take over and sell. Either way, it means that a deal that's not viable for them because the market has turned will be viable for you buying into this market. So we've got distressed, we've got development properties. Deceased estates is another area where sellers will meet the market. A few reasons for that. First of all, deceased estates usually want to distribute to beneficiaries under the will. They don't wait a few years for a market to get better. They don't usually develop or renovate and sell. They just sell in the market that is. And if you're a renovator and looking for a flexible deal, to buy a deceased estate off market and take it as is can save the beneficiaries and the executor a lot of time or money. Not only does it save them agents' commission, but they don't have to clean out the property. They don't have to style it. They don't have to do repairs or get it ready for staging and marketing. They know that they've got a buyer. And you can leverage the time value of money by securing it now via a contract and settling, or actually buying it, parting with money after they get probate. And that can be a 6 month plus process, which means that you've secured the property, you're able to get plans through council or do what you have to do with it without the holding costs. And it's great for the sellers too, because they're not panicking about a falling market and the unknown. They've already secured an end buyer and saved a lot of costs in marketing a commission and cleaning up the property along the way. Which brings us to our final D, which is downsizers. So life goes on. We have an aging population and we've got the baby boomers now and the empty nesters who are retiring, who are downsizing. And yes, they can wait a few years in some circumstances for a better market to sell. Or for them, they, if they're looking to downsize, they're still buying into a great market. So whatever they may lose in the heat of the market by selling now, they're making up for in buying into a falling market. So it swings and roundabouts for these people. What's more important for them is the life that they have left. So they want to be able to make hay while the sun shines. They're not up for marketing and open for inspections and people traipsing through their house and doing renovations and repairs. What they want to do is to secure a sale and to be able to move on to their future, wherever that may be. For some, it may be a retirement home or village, and for others, it may be just a smaller dwelling. Either way, they're ready to move and meet the market. So, that is the four D's of property. It's not about hotspots in 2023 and finding hidden gems that no one knows about. It's about choosing the best possible suburbs and areas that you can, the blue chip areas that are now becoming more affordable. And what you focus on is not looking for the best area, but the best strategy to be able to find the deals in the best areas. If you want to know more about the four D's of property, you can head on over to the link that you're seeing in the description and the comments section, where we have more information about our 4D Real Estate Riches program, where we really focus in on the four D's of property and hold your hand as you step through it and execute these deals in 2023.
We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey. And we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying undermarket distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse and then the number one. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.